Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. I'm curious if you're ready for a history lesson today. I hope that you're a student of history. I hope you'd learn from things that have gone on before our time, because our time tends to be a very shallow time. But in the past, people gave a lot more thought to very important things that happened in the world. And back in Romans chapter 4 of the New Testament, we read the story about one of our spiritual ancestors. That's Abram, or Abraham as is the name God gave him. And Paul is carrying on this discussion he's begun in chapter 3 about how our faith in Jesus Christ makes us righteous. And that may be a new concept to you if you haven't heard episodes 293 and 294 of this Morning Mindset. I would encourage you to go back and listen to those, because they kind of build the foundation for what we're talking about today. Paul has established that through our faith in what Jesus Christ did on the cross, God himself makes us righteous with his very righteousness. So our living in this world is not for the sake of obtaining God's favor or even becoming righteous. Our good living in this world is to flow out of who we really are. And so Paul has made that statement, and he's going to go back into history to demonstrate that it has always been this way. And he goes back to Abraham, the very first of the people God called to himself, that later became the nation of Israel, the Jewish people. And in chapter 4, verse number 1, he says, "What then shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God." So you see, he's making the point that even Abraham was not made right before God because he did certain things that God commanded him to do. You see, we never can attain righteousness by doing good things. That's a little counterintuitive to our Western mindset, but it's the way God thinks, and that's the point of the Morning Mindset, isn't it? It's to get our mind focused on what God says is true, because how God views reality is reality. He's telling us right here that our righteousness does not come from doing good things. And now he's going to go into the history and he's going to tell us an example that Abraham did, an example of obedience that did not get him righteousness. He says in verse 3, what does the scripture say? It says, Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. So the only thing Abraham did, if you want to call it an action, was to believe God. He trusted God when God said he will make him righteous. He goes on in verse 4 and he says, now to the one who works, so actually does things, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. That's what Abraham experienced, was that simply believing that when God says something, he means it, and what God says can be trusted, that act of belief is counted by God to be our righteousness. And we know now, in the day and age in which we live, because we know the story of Jesus, that that righteousness comes to us through Jesus. And Paul has made that case in chapter 3 already. It's our faith in Jesus Christ. Now, Abraham didn't know about Jesus, but because he was believing in God, that God's word to him would be fulfilled, he trusted God to carry it out in whatever way God deemed, and God had the plan of sending Jesus. So today, remember, your righteousness comes from your faith in God, your belief in God. You are everything you need to be because of your faith in Jesus Christ.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.